Monday night, or Yud Kislev, the 10th hour of the 10th day. We're learning the 10th Shmaitza. And just like there's no 10th Shmaitza, so that whole thing is a fake also. Someone made it up 3 years ago. They started a new thing, Mishagas. They started a new thing. It started 3 years ago, with the year after Shemitah. The 8th year, the 8th minute, the 8th hour, the 8th day, the 8th month. And now they probably got, hey, people sent money. This is great. Let's keep this up. Okay, now it's the year afterward. The 9th year, the 9th year. We can keep going.
So 995 if you want it, and 95 if you don't.
Okay, we're... Lamaisitz or Liyud Kislev. And we're going over the synopsis of the Shmaitza, and we're in Perek Dalad now. So he learned with us the Sugya and Dafayin Hey. He went over Machlekes Rishonim, which will pop in later, about the system, about if it's Bori B'Shema Dafka, and what Ravashi means, and it's complicated, but he left us with a lot of questions. And now he's going to answer the questions as we go through Prokim 4 to 10. He's actually going to take out all these prokim to answer the shilas. Perek Dalad, which we're up to, is a very fundamental one, because he talks about this din of Kol Anola Tzofik Rishuso Olav Lohavi Raya. And what the Gemara uses it, with, you know, Machlet Por B'Chamor, and the Chamor died, and you don't know when it died, so you say Hashtahu Demes. So at this point, Hashtahu Demes, and the Lokeach even has to pay for it. Lokeach even has to pay for it, because it died now. So the Shmaitza at this point thinks that he has nothing. This is nothing more than Cheskos Aguf. This is a way of describing Cheskos Aguf, that Hashtahu Demes. So Kol Anola Tzofik Rishuso would mean like the last guy. Like, you know, you play musical chairs, and the last guy that has it, so there's a Cheskos Aguf. So he wants to know, since when are we Moitzi Momen with a Cheskos Aguf? Zeit, something, there's a good Yiddish expression for since when. Since when are we, maybe Mr. Nussbaum knows it. The Yiddish expression for since when. Zeit is one of the words, but Zeit means time. Zeit weilig, Zeit then, Zeit something. When, yes, since when it's...
Why did
William
Kassel say that? We say it's time, another thing.
Well, the Shemaitza is the one that develops what it is. So he starts off with the assumption, because the Lashon is always Amin and Hashtahu Demes. You're a big shot because you learned Shmaitza already.
The Gemara says
Kanoya. The Gemara refers to it in different ways. And the assumption at this point is that it's a Cheskos Aguf thing, that whatever happened, happened at the latest time possible. So the Shmaitza says something's wrong. First of all, you're not going to be Motzi Momen with a Chazaka. It doesn't make sense. You're not Motzi Momen with a Rove. Why should you be Motzi Momen with a Chazaka? Motzi Momen in the case, because the Chamor was found dead, but you're still making the Lokeach pay for it. It's a Sofek. Normally you'd say, wait a second, why don't we say Motzi Mechavel of Araya? And you want to be Motzi Momen from the Lokeach. You want him to pay for the object now. So we say no. He has to pay for the object, because we assume it died by him. So what's what? Whatever. Okay, he didn't give the pori yet. Maybe he has to give the pori. He was moishik the chamor, and now he. Whatever the case is, he bought something. Whatever the case is, I don't care what the case is. The case, he bought it. He has it. It died. He didn't pay for it yet. Whatever the case is, work out the case. I'm sorry. Not, you know, whatever the case is, maybe he was moishik the chamor, and he didn't give up his pori yet. And now the Chamor died. And not now. You don't know when the Chamor died. I mean, they don't know. I don't know. It was Moishech in a box, and now they see it's dead. Or the other guy was Moishech. Whatever the case is.
The only way it works is Moishech is if you say that the Chamor or was still in the reshus of the lawfare, and he has to give the money back.
No, no, no. That's not the case.
That is the case.
Moshe Kapara. Moshe Kapara. And then they found the Chamor dead.
Was that in the backyard of the original Baal Chamor, the house?
Yeah.
So the Baal Kapara, the guy who now Moshe Kapara, is going to have to give it back.
Yeah, I don't know. It talks about he has to pay for it. Whatever the case is, the point is Yemotzi Momon. Yemotzi Momon with the rule of Kolanoi Lotzovik Meshus Oliver Ryan. So the question is, why are you Moitzi Mama with a Cheskos Aguf? You're not Moitzi Mama with a Rov, even. And Ocha Mama Acha Rov. So why are we all of a sudden now? So he brings down the Pnei Yeshua first. He parenthetically brings down a Pnei Yeshua that says a very, very nice idea. I mean, a very lumdish idea. He says that even though Ruba Vachazoka Ruba Adif, that's only when they're in the boxing ring together and they're matching up Rove versus Chazaka, Rove will win. But if you look at their relative strengths, each one alone, Chazaka is stronger than Rove. Now, Baruch Hashem, this man has a puzzled look on his face. It means he's listening. What in the world does that mean? If one is stronger than the other, then when you put them in a boxing ring together, the stronger one's going to win. What are you talking about? So he says no. Because Chazaka really doesn't say much. Chazaka means status quo, and it didn't change, right? But it's able to change, and we know it changed at some point, right? And so Rove says it did change. Now, the reason Rove trumps Chazaka, the Shmaitzer explains the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua is cryptic, he doesn't explain it. The Shmaitzer explains the Pnei Yeshua that the reason Rove trumps Chazaka is because Chazaka is always omeh to have a Reusa in it. Because things do change. And all Chazaka says is that it didn't change. So the Rove says it did change, you know, just like there's always it doesn't have to be a knockout punch to the Chazaka. It just has to say that the Chazaka is not applicable, because it did change. It's not like a stira to the idea of Chazaka. If you say Rove animals are not treifos, so when you find a treifa animal, you
don't invalidate the Rove.
Well, you don't invalidate the Rove, but you invalidate the Gabinus Behemoth. He's saying the Rove doesn't invalidate the Chazaka at all. Chazaka doesn't say it's never ever going to change. Chazaka talks about, like, it didn't change, status quo. But then it changed, you know. So the Rove says, guess what? It changed. You know, there comes a point in time where everything changes. That's the law of something. Atrophy. Everything changes. So that's how the Shmaitz explains the Pnei Yeshua.
The Rove makes
it right. The Rove makes a big Reus. A Reus that says you can't, the Chazaka doesn't help you anymore. So that's what the Shmaitzer says to explain the Pnei Yeshua. If you measure the relative strength of Chazaka when applicable, and the relative strength of Rove when applicable, so Chazaka would be stronger than Rove. But when they, Chazaka, what? Well, he says it is, and it's Motzi Momen.
It's by itself.
And even though Rove's not Motzi Momen, Chazaka is Motzi Momen.
With the bar, they need to start with some.
No, Pnei Yeshua doesn't need bar.
Pnei Yeshua is the Efshar Achazak Lechud below Tainan Bar Emotion.
Okay. Good, thank you.
Efshar. But he says, Vadai with the Tainan Bar Emotion.
When one says a synopsis, one gives the flavor of what he's saying. If I wanted a Chazar every line, I would take out a Shmaitzer and Chazar every line. We're talking about the idea. We're going over the ideas. The idea is that the Cheskos Agut, that the Shmaitzer explains the Pnei Yeshua, that Chazaka is stronger, perhaps. But he says it is. It could be stronger than Rove,
In the right circumstances.
When they're each separate. But when they have a head-on clash, then I'll give you an example of this. There's a sign in the Gemara, at least either in the Havamin of the Gemara, or Abaye holds that Migu b'mokam eidim, you say. Migu b'mokam eidim, Migu trumps eidim. Migu b'mokam eidim, Amrina. Right? The guy says something, she say, believe him when a Migu. But believe when a Migu, eidim say, not like that. It's either Havamin or... Maybe even a maskara that Abaye holds like that. It's not so clear if Abaye was closer. So the answer to your question is, huh? Like, how could you, what are you talking about? So Rav Abba explained it, at least it's only a tzad, it's not a maskara. So, but he explained it in this way. Of course, taken by itself, Edom is the most powerful force in the world, and Migu is not so powerful. But remember, Edom are only coming to clarify something that's not clear. Edom are also coming. Let's say there's a case in Tosfos. Bohorub Baraglov, Tosfos says. Edom say a guy died, and the guy shows up. So the Gemara assumes she's not allowed to get married. The husband's here. So Tosfos says, that's the Gemara. Tysus asks Tysus. He says, why? It should be Trey or Trey. Edom is the most powerful force in the world. And the guy's here, so it should be Trey or Trey. So you're laughing. Well, what's the Torah? You see, Tysus takes the Torah very seriously. And he wants it to be Trey or Trey. So Tysus answers that Edom, Tysus gives an answer. He doesn't laugh. He gives a Torah. He says, Edom are also, I want to expand and explain Tosfos's answer. All the things we're learning about, Migu, Chazoka, Ro, Ruben de Issa come on, Ruben de Lessa come on, Kanimtsa Kanhoya, all these things are all, I said it many times, I'll say it again, are all the Torah's ways of dealing with Sfeikas. If you know, you know. You know. If I know something's Chelev, and Aiden tell me it's Shuman, so Basedin maybe is going to look at it, or I say vice versa. I know it's Shuman, and Aiden say it's Chelev. So Basedin will give me Malchus, because Basedin doesn't know what it is. So they see me eating something that has been declared Chelev by the most powerful people in the world, two witnesses. But if there's no Bezdin involved, there's none of that. Ish kala yosher be'en of yaseh. We're living in a hefka world. So there's nothing wrong with my going in and eating it. Edom can't tell me, Edom can't change reality. Edom can clarify what something is. If I know what it is and it's not that, so the Edom are also, we don't think of it that way, but Edom are also halacha in Hilchus Feikus.
When we kill people,
it's a very powerful thing, and it makes it no longer a suffix. But for the Edom to function, it has to be mukim suffix, and that places Teretz by Baharad Baraglov. If the guy's here, there's no witnesses.
There's no suffix. He's alive.
Yeah, you don't start. You don't start. Tosfos is asking a very lumdish akasha. If I tell you that Edom is the most powerful force in the world, and there's nothing that the most you could hope for is called Trey or Trey, a deadlock. So Tosfos says, Bahor and Brangle should be a deadlock. As Groucho Marx once said, who are you going to believe, me or your own eyes? You know that line? You ever hear that line? Who are you going to believe? Me or your own eyes? Who are you going to believe? The Edom or your own eyes? It's not easy to say a Teretz of Tosfos Kasha. You know, it's like, I totally agree with you that Tosfos Kasha is like laughable. But like, what is the answer? It's a tray of tray, you know, so it's so good. So Tosfos answers a very big Kiddush. Tosfos doesn't just laugh off the question. He gives a teretz, and the teretz is a chiddush. But you have to say that chiddush to answer the question. Now, how do you know the question's right? Because the Gemara says it's right. The Gemara says if the guy comes, it's all over. So, but Tosfos wants to explain it. He doesn't just want to shrug it off and laugh. He wants to explain it, and the answer is a big chiddush. That Edom start, Edom, just like Rome, and just like Chazakah, we don't think of Edom that way, I'm telling you, we don't. And Tosfos is Mechadesh that. Edom also start after you have the Suffolk. So Rav Abba wanted to suggest, based on this Tosfos, that perhaps Abaye holds, of course if you put Migu in a room and you measure its muscle power, and you put Edom in a room and you measure its muscle power, so no contest. No contest. But if you put them in, maybe if you put them in a ring, maybe Migel is a clarifier that says, what Edom? Who Edom? We know what's going on. We know what's going on. We know the truth. And you say, because Migel's a raya, and it's such a good raya, it's a wonderful raya. Lamaisa, of course, we don't say that. Lamaisa, we say, Migel no mokum edom lo amrina. It was like Bederech Efshar to explain, because it looks like Abaye holds, we do say it. Anyway, this whole thing was to give an example how you could have one thing is stronger than the other, but when they get together in a ring, because of the nature of the way they function, the weaker one could be stronger than the other. Because of the nature of the way they function. And that's how the Shmaitz is explaining the Bnei Yeshua. That because of the nature of Chazakah, which is basically that it didn't change, and as Sarov said, it did change. And that's not, you know, so it's like it renders the Chazakah moot. It's like, you know, it beats it by not having a head-on collision. Instead of like jiu-jitsu, you know, you don't try to overcome the other one with brute strength.
Use their power.
You lose. The other one's stronger than you. But you're like, you maneuver. You maneuver. So that's how the Shmaitz explains the Pnei Yeshua. Meanwhile, though, he argues very strenuously with the Pnei Yeshua. And as you said, the Bnei Yeshua even suggests that Chesed Saguf is going to be Moitzi Momen and doesn't even need Bari Veshema. And this is problematic because the Gemara seems to say that Rabbi Gamliel, our friend Rabbi Gamliel, only says Chesed Saguf be Moitzi Momen thanks to Bari Veshema or Migu. So how can the Bnei Yeshua says not? So that you can answer by saying that it's lafuke shema b'shema. The Gemara doesn't mean bori b'shema necessarily. It would even be the case by bori ubori. I'm sorry. The Gemara is coming lafuke. It's coming lafuke bori ubori. In other words, if the other guy's a bori, also you can't be moitzi mama with the cheskas aguf. But shema b'shema, maybe you could. Anyway, the Shmaitzer argues strenuously on this Pnei Yeshua on everything he says. He says it's not like that. I just came to explain it, which makes some sense. But it's not like that. Rove is stronger than Chazakah, and definitely Rabbi Gamliel only says Cheskas Aguf could be Motzi Momen because of Bori Veshema together with it.
Rava and the Gemara come into Kahaya.
Wait. And the pshat here in Kolinoda Tovik Bishuso is where he says it's not the pshat Cheskas Aguf. That's not what's going on at all. The pshat is Ein Machzik in Reyos Mishus LeRishus. That's where he says what he says over here in Shmaitzer Peis Berik Dalin, that the pshat in Kolinoda Tovik Bishuso all of Araya is that Ein Machzik in Reyes from Mishus Lishus, and he gives his famous cake, and I know it's famous.
I'm sorry, this is a question. Is Kohanoa the Savik Mishus or Abarai the same as Kanim's Kanaim?
In the Gemara, it seems to be interchangeable. But again, in the Gemara, it could be described as a
a cheskus aguf.
Not it happened at the last possible time. The Shmaitza is saying no, it doesn't mean that at all. It's not cheskus aguf, it's a different concept. And it could be moitzi mamon because it's a very strong concept. And here the Shmaitza gives an example, a classic case, where a guy buys an animal and then it gets lost and he didn't pay for it yet. Here I got the case right. He didn't pay for it yet. And now he says, oh, maybe it was a treifa. And you go, come on, don't be ridiculous. Rove animals are not treifas. So he says, thank you very much. I win. Ain't no chum a mamon achar rove. Can't be Moshe Mama with Rove. So where'd the guy go wrong? What's wrong with this story? What's wrong with this picture? So the Shmaita says what's wrong with this picture is the idea. And we've had this idea ad infinitum, some would say ad nauseum, that you have to have a suffix. You have to have a suffix. All these things start with a Torah's suffix, which is known in the Mominous world as a Drara, which is known in the Isser world as a suffix. You have to start with a chetz of the suffix. Just because you don't know something, I don't know, maybe it was a treifa. Thank you very much. Maybe the moon's going to rise tomorrow in the day, and the sun's going to rise at night.
How do you get down to that dark case?
Wait a second, you'll hear. Wait 1 second, okay. Please. So he says there's a concept that if there's no reisa, you don't just... You don't just make up stories. In Londonshire terms, you will say there's no leidus or suffix. There's no suffix. To make a richtig a suffix, we've said from day one, literally from day one. It's not just a question if you know or not. Not every iyadiyah duff a suffix make. So that's the case in his classic case. So then he says, where you see something happen and you don't know when it happened, and that's like a real suffix, one would say. You don't know when it happened. But so this is the halacha, that ain't machzik in reyosom reshus l'reshus. If it happened in reshus Shimon, then it's Ke'ilu Rishus Ruvain is no Reyusin. No Reyusin Rishus Ruvain. We take seriously, we see as meaningful and significant the fact that there are different Rishuyos. There's Rishus Ruvain and Rishus Shimon. And Rishus Shimon was Nivga by the death of the animal. We don't see that Rishus Ruvain, you know what it's like? It's like a shtickle. I would compare it to the Gemara Psachim, Davtes. That ain chayish and shem a gira chulda mibayis labayis and mechatz lechatzer. That if I check the house of chametz, and then I go and I say, you know, I find a piece of chametz in a different house, and I say, oh, maybe it came from that house. Maybe a chulda dragged it from that house to this house. You don't say that. You say ain machzik and reyes or reshus or reshus. Maybe we should think of it that way. It'll be easier to understand. The piece of chametz was found in this house. So this house has the suffix. When did the chametz get here? When this? When that? Was it before the b'dika? After the b'dika? We'll have to check over the whole house. Whatever. But to go say now I have to check over the first house. Ain't machzik and reyes or reshus or reshus.
The only question is, you saw the animal leave the first house.
That reshus never had a reyes. So that's the site, and therefore you can be moitzi mamon, because we're not dealing with a classic cheskas haguf being moitzi mamon. We're dealing with that there's no reyusa. When there's no reyusa, you're moitzi mamon because there's no suffix. Moitzi mechavel of araya is b'makom a suffix. There's no suffix, so you make the guy pay. It's like the guy that lost the animal that got lost, and he doesn't want to pay because he says maybe it's a treifa.
How's the madama that? Here we know we're going to say if it's dry or this or that. We're going to have all kinds of cases where we're really going to end up saying that we do look back on the previous issue. But there are any exceptions to this rule?
I don't know what the exceptions are. I'm not aware.
If the ketan was dry and all these kinds of things, we know that it couldn't be dried in this.
If you know, then you don't have a suffix. Then you know it happened in the other rishus. then you know.
Still a suffix here. You don't.
I can't. You've been asking that now for 2 months.
I did?
Yeah.
I thought it was the first time.
No. You've been asking that exact question for 2 months now. And it's a legal idea. It's a Lumdisha idea. That Rishuyos are different, and just because you found a problem in one Rishus which creates a suffix, you don't start clearing about the other Rishus.
No, but where it happened is a suffix.
Yeah, you know, something when it happened. Does that happen at 2 o'clock or at 3 o'clock?
But you're not questioning.
But you're not going to go back to 1 o'clock, because 1 o'clock is the other Rishus, and the other Rishus is ironclad. You have no right to be matil or reyusa in the other rishus.
So this has nothing to do with chazakah?
Oh, I hope you meant to ask a question, because if you did, it's a very good one. The shmaitza means to say it has nothing to do with chazakah, it would seem. If you learn the shmaitza a little too quickly, the problem is the Gemara says it is chazakah. The Gemara talks about chazakah in what the shmaitza is coming to explain ultimately, which we won't get up to tonight, and that's the Gemara on Daf Ayin Hey. The Gemara talks very naturally about Chazakah, and you follow Cheskes Aguf, and Rabbi Yeshua does follow Cheskes Aguf, and Rabbi Yeshua doesn't follow Cheskes Aguf, and Rabbi Gamliel does follow. They go, whoa, according to the Shmaitza, like, what's the Gemara talking about? Who's talking about Cheskes Aguf? What you have to say, according to the Shmaitza, is that we're just using Cheskos and Guf to establish what the norm is. What the norm is. Because you're saying you're not clearing about the other Rishus. Okay, so that means in the other Rishus there's no Reyusa, and we assume that. What do you assume? How do you know what to assume? Maybe. Right. How do you know what to assume? Maybe assume that the Mum was there too. Maybe, if you're not going with Chazakah, if you're not using the power of Chazakah, then how do you know what the norm is? So the Gemara means you have Cheskes Aguf to establish the norm, the status quo. The norm is that the animal's alive, that it has no mum. Once that's the norm, then when you find the mum, or you find the dead, you say, Ein machzik reyus on rishus l'rishus. So that rishus has this the clean status of your basic, but you still need chazakah, right? You still need chazakah to start with the assumption. What?
It's like the rule, the disappearing cow.
Right, the disappearing cow case. How do you know to assume? Right, very good, very good. Exactly. So you say, okay, we don't have a reyusa, so it's not a treifa. Maybe you don't have a reyus and it is a treifa. Like, how do you know which end? How do you know what to come down on the side of? The answer is, yeah, that we're using the koach of chazakah or of rov, but we don't have to be motzi mamon with that koach, because once we establish what the norm is, what the status quo is, what the assumption is, what the hanacha is, then you say, okay, so you don't go make a reyus. And maybe it could be Motsi Mammon, because you're dealing with someone already now more powerful than Chazak. Ah, you'll ask that a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. And if you can't be Motsi Mammon with Chazakah, if you can't be Motsi Mammon with Chazakah and the Chorah, the chain can't be stronger than its weakest link. So, right? So
well, unless you have the super chazakah, you know.
So I think the answer is that a chain could be stronger than its weakest link, in the sense that if you that weakest link, you don't need to be motzi the moment. You're not being motzi the moment with the whole chain. You're being motzi the moment now because there's no reyusa. You know what it's like? I'll give you what it's like. Could Cheskos Kashrus be Moitzi Mammon?
Kashrus be Moitzi Mammon?
Or not? It's not a trick question. Could Cheskos have what?
Or not?
Could Aiden be Moitzi Mammon?
Yeah.
How do you know that Aiden are kosher?
him out.
What?
Do
Gishas Kashrus. Only Cheskos Kashrus. How do you know he's the Maksherim? Maybe they got off him. Maybe they're Mechalei Shabbos. No, maybe they're Mechalei Shabbos. Maybe they're Rishoyim. Maybe they're Cheskos Kashrus. Okay, we'll stop now. Think about that. Is that a question on the rule that a chain is only as strong as its weakest link? So how could Eidim be Motzi Momen if their whole power of Eidus is based on Cheskos Kashrus, and Cheskos Kashrus can't be Motzi Momen? Okay, you got homework.
Didn't we learn in Perek Yud Aleph, though, that...